Hi guys, welcome to episode 10 of the Beneath the Surface podcast. It's our last and final episode of this season. Yeah, so if you've been with us throughout the season, we are so grateful. And if you're joining us for the first time, we are a podcast.
We talk about mental and emotional health primarily and how it affects our day-to-day lives and our relationships.
Yeah, and my name is Sly.
I'm Wesh, and thank you very much for taking this journey with us.
Yes. So, on last week's episode...
The last time we were talking about maladaptive coping mechanisms, so negative coping mechanisms. Mm-hmm. And in general, if you've been following, we've been talking about how childhood trauma, family dynamics, and how your personality all affect your adult relationships. That's both platonic and romantic relationships.
Right.
And so today we wanted to sum it all up by talking about stress, how we began. We began with wellness and we're going to finish with wellness.
Right.
And managing stress, I feel like, is the biggest part of wellness.
Yeah. And I think at this time, the COVID period, since last year, we've been functioning, like our day-to-day life has just been stressful.
It's been surviving.
We've just been basically surviving and trying to figure out how to live after this whole situation and disruption. Yeah. So I feel like stress is part of our day-to-day life.
I think even not knowing when it ever end, and if
the uncertainty
does,
of it,
what's going to happen?
Exactly.
What's going to happen to friends, family members? Like,
exactly.
It's too much.
And then even if you're not stressed by something specific about that's been caused by COVID, it's the subconscious stress and adjustment, the lockdowns, the
curfews, a general
social. It's just we are not okay. We'd be lying. You'd be lying if you said like you're the same way you are in January 2020.
Yeah.
So we wanted to talk about how to manage our stress.
Survive a bit better.
Yeah, so that it does not get out of hand and understanding basically what stress does to us. And how we can navigate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we are stressed, what literally happens to the body is a hormone called cortisol is released. And when it's released, it alerts your brain, it tenses your muscles, and it increases your heart rate. Ideally, if it's a kind of a gut reaction where, shit, something is wrong, that's good because it's alerting you to danger nearby.
Yeah.
But when it's continuously being released into your body, it's going to have long-term harmful effects to your mind and to your body.
Yeah, your physical
health.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sure if a study was to be done, we'll find that so many people have developed ulcers within the last year.
100%.
So many people, depression, anxiety,
diabetes,
blood pressure.
True. And then now depression, you get into now depression, like heart problems, and overall just
obesity.
your immunity, obesity for real, like they're called what? Food disorders.
So
it affects your whole being.
And then most of those are like lifestyle diseases where you can't keep going as you were before. Your whole life you have to adjust now yourself around the disease.
Yeah.
And we hope at least we can try and stop it before we can get to that point of
true.
But we can try and mitigate it. Now, even if you do have those diseases, because bado unapata stress, tisa imeisha. And then
I feel like even, sorry to cut you off.
No problem.
When you even consciously try to start healing your mind or your heart, whatever, it heals your body. The effect will be felt overall, even in your physical body. So I feel like you can literally heal your body attempting to heal your mind.
Yeah, I think that's because most of the problems begin in the mind.
100%.
And even most of the solutions are still in the mind. If you can be able to create a system for yourself that you respect and that you can follow, I think overall we would lead healthier lives. Not to mention special interest groups like mothers and breastfeeding mothers.
Yeah.
What stress does to your body.
Mm-hmm.
We'd leave the mother to tell us.
Me as a mom, as a mom, you know when you get a baby, they tell you when you're stressed, your baby will be stressed. Mm-hmm. Actually, when you realize, when you're going through a tough situation,
mm-hmm.
your child is very agitated and irritable, mm-hmm. ama appetite yao inakuwa messed ama something like that. So mm-hmm. whatever it does to your body maybe limits the amount of milk you can produce.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, the hormone probably could be passed on. Is it the hormone that is
passed
on
to the child? Yeah, no, it does get into the
breast milk. Baby, yeah. So your energy literally affects that baby, mm-hmm. and then even the growth, the effects now on the baby are, you don't want that for your baby. So it's very important to be aware of what you're going through. And I'm saying, like, actually that thing for moms, I have to mention that sometimes the transition is stressful.
Mm.
So you can't avoid the stress.
Being stressed, yeah.
Yeah, of course, if you have support and like a lot of love in the home, it will be less and it will be easier.
Mm.
But the stress of the transition will be present.
Yeah.
So of course, don't feel like now you're harming your child, but it's good to be aware. Where are you? Where's your mind? And so that you don't affect the baby knowingly.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's unintentional, I mean, I get that.
I think most of it is unintentional because nobody is really prepared for just how much it's going to affect your life and how it's going to change your whole mindset of yourself, of everything.
Yeah.
So it should be, I don't think anyone can say they didn't get some amount of stress from it.
Yeah. It's actually very, very common.
Yeah.
Yeah. And other situations, like if you're pregnant, actually when you're pregnant, you're really advised against stress.
Mm-hmm.
You have to address everyone you come around, like, they have to be sensitized, especially the people you're living with.
Not to stress you out.
Yeah, if there's things that can stress you out because of blood pressure.
Yeah.
Blood pressure is the number one thing that makes you, like, potentially lose your child.
Mm.
So it's very important to be observant of such things. But now other things is like job.
Yeah, yeah.
The transition, like maybe you've lost your job.
Even losing your friends. Basically, all the relationships, the way they were before, it's like finding yourself again.
It's like finding a new you. Because the other one is like dead and gone and you're mourning. You're literally grieving. You're grieving your old you.
Ew, the strength of 1,000 suns.
It takes time. It takes time. So that's, What was the point?
I was just going to say how, like, for mothers and for women especially, stress is going to affect your menstruation. Like, either you will have more cramps or you'll be more irregular or you will actually stop rolling at all. Ukaivo a few months.
Actually, okay, skip even the apps. They tell you,
are you stressed? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. If it's late, you'll be. So you can imagine how much of an impact stress has on your body.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't, like, be.
Me, I'm not stressed.
Yeah, that's true.
There's also the thing of being subconsciously stressed. Normally, you know, some people are so used to sublimating their emotions that it's not, it seems normal to them. Even when they're a bit sad, it's like, it's not a big deal. Like, when I'm the first one to be sad.
Yeah, you're it's a functioning just, stressed person.
Yeah, you're so used to it. Yeah. But unapata, unakuangana tushida. Your back is aching, what things that literally, if you solve whatever is happening in your mind, you'll find those. I don't know, I can't remember what they're called. Those symptoms, zenye, si ugonjwa, tokienda ho, si upimwe, they won't find anything.
It's like psychological, it's psychological. You feel sick, but you're not actually sick.
So, I think one of the biggest ways I think you can manage stress is setting boundaries. And boundaries is not a thing us, especially as Kenyans, we know how to do.
Yeah.
I don't think we respect it. Yeah. I think we see it as a thing people are doing to us and not a thing people are doing to themselves, for themselves, or a thing we can also do for ourselves.
Because
everything about our lives, our culture, school, everything
tells... government, police. Like if you're arrested... And then you're trying to talk to a cop. What are you trying to say?
At you have rights.
At you have rights. Who are you?
And actually, by the way, that is a boundary.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, it's very difficult for your boundaries to be implemented. We've been shown time and time again.
Yeah.
That.
It's easier to go along.
You actually don't have a right to have a boundary.
Yeah. And even in those special cases, like with cops, sometimes now you can't even, as much as you actively want to enforce that boundary, you can't, because it'll lead to even worse things. So problems. The self-preservation now comes on. It's self-preservation that boundaries, because 100%. They will lay home.
100% should rather sleep at home than be in a cell dealing with these people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we have our culture and our society has not allowed us to view boundaries as something that works for us or for anybody else.
Yeah.
But in real sense, when you grow up and you're faced with stress and such challenges interpersonal, you have to figure out who you are and what where you stand and what you can't take and what, like, it gets to a point. It's
you
just,
have to.
You have to live for yourself now. You have as to. In,
man, I think also, like, we talk about boundaries, they're informed by definitely now, like, Kenya, our culture, our personalities, definitely. Like, I think, I don't know whether, I think most extroverted people have less boundaries because they're so outgoing and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't think it occurs as a. Seen a boundary. It's just us. I'm a fan loving. I'm out there and I actually don't mind being out there.
Yeah.
But then Unasahau, you had things you wanted to do. You had plans. And now that is a boundary for yourself that you're not respecting. So it doesn't always have to do with other people and stopping them from doing to you.
Yes.
It's more like si lazima niende yo bash nimeitwa. Niko na plan. Kesho actually nime plan. ABCD. But if I go to this bash, then that means I may not be able to accomplish the things I want to go do tomorrow. So what's more important to you? Going to the bash or accomplishing whatever you had planned?
Because obviously if you forego doing the thing you had planned, it will stress you.
For sure. Alafu kesho utakuwa like kwa nini?
No, why did
they go to that bash? Alafu nimespend. Do hata sikuwa nimespend.
You actually broke now. You've not met your deadline. And now, like, you only have yourself
and
to blame.
Exactly. And
like,
that's
you
why
can't tell
stressed.
Your friends, why were you hanging out with me yesterday? And
why did you call me?
Bro, so yeah. So boundaries in that sense.
Yeah.
Right? Like, for yourself, that work for yourself. And knowing that just setting a boundary does not mean...
It's not being mean. It doesn't have to be like me.
Exactly.
Like there's a way to be like, I'm sorry, I have plans tomorrow and I can't be able to go out tonight.
Yeah.
And kwanza, many kumusha yo story, the chick was being given booze.
Unona the Gilby's chick.
Ghiblis.
Gilberto girl.
Gilberto. You see something like that.
I've actually not watched that clip. How is it? What was?
No, it's. I don't know. It's she was literally drunk, but they kept pouring Gilby's in her mouth.
Did she want? Like, was she fighting it?
I don't know how she could have said no because alikuwa ameka hivi. It's pouring.
Like the neat Gilby's.
Neat. Mzinga. And then, so I don't want to speak on whether she said no or didn't 100%. Say no or what. But I'm like, even you as a friend, you can see that.
That's
not even, you don't need, actually, you don't need to see. We know sahi ukikunywa mzinga full within 30 minutes
utakuwa
natembea.
Yeah.
So who's going to carry you? What are we going to do with you? Even the recording that and posting that,
right?
You see that, like, that's kind, it's crossing a boundary of friendship that I don't think should be crossed.
Yes.
Because I mean, some things we can chalk up to follies of youth. Lakini
and even like the internet, like craze. When you
want every time what to post it to go viral,
and then even like say your friend is going through something, I'm anafanywa hivyo, and then you actually think that is fucked up, but people are laughing, they're recording nini, you'll be unable to like
to say no.
What are you going to say?
To say stop. That's a boundary. Stop doing that to her. Why are you doing that?
Exactly.
It's not right.
Yeah.
It's, I think that's the thing. Even at work, you don't know how to say no. Unapewa extra job, which you know very well you won't have time to complete. But you say, ni sawa. Una someone volunteers your house for something, an event. Let's say, Kwanza, let's put an event like a baby shower.
Yeah.
Something that is not a cannot be demonized. But your house has been volunteered and things have been, and to say me honestly, you're not in a position to host people.
To host people, yeah.
But now what? You end up doing it.
Yeah.
Because awezi kasema no.
No.
And then unapata sasa uko na stress.
Umeachiwa sijui nini kwa nyumba, vyombo, people have done. I know. So it's just basically the importance of how it actually works for you more than it works for
anybody else.
Yeah. And that's what you want if you want to manage your stress levels on a daily basis.
Mm.
And another example was the restaurant one.
Kwanza hiyo. Yeah, I think it's the simplest. It's
simplest to understand. Like, if you have a boundary, like me, if I was telling you, my boundary is bad service and like bad food.
Mm.
So if I get into a restaurant and then nimeka 10 minutes, sijapoa menu, after kuoda, siji imeka 20 minutes, alafu ikikam, it's cold. Me, you can't tell me. I'll just sit and eat and cry about it later in the day. No, me, I'll just be like, no, please.
I'm so sorry.
Just take your food or just like me. In fact, I ask. In fact, I usually just go right to the counter. Come on, make more than 5 minutes. Hi, we've been here for 5 minutes. Nobody has given us. Because I know I'll just have the worst day. I've ever refused food like after an hour. Like my folks wameshaletewa food. Wameshaanza kumaliza. Sijaletewa food. Aki, I had a bad after that day. Yeah, but I refuse to eat it. So I feel like, and then the men now on Twitter, God, I hate saying men. MX men. MXN. MXN. They usually say how they don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
And they like being with chicks who can voice that.
Mm.
So, but it's important to be able to say that.
It's like, literally advocating for yourself, because who's going to advocate for you? And you know, me najipatanga kwa restaurant, I can be able to say like, so me, I'm sorry, that's not what I ordered.
Yeah.
Or whatever, even if the bill is wrong or whatever, I'll be able to say, take an situation like a salon. Now that to me is harder. I don't know
why. Imagine me, don't say.
Same. Let me tell you, hey, my cousin, I really admire her. Atakuwa amefanyo imebakishwa.
Excuse me, I'm
sorry, this is not what we had agreed on. Bomo ayote.
What? I usually hear that people do that and I'm like, I wish I had the balls to do that, because me, I just can't. Because I usually feel like they'll ask me.
They won't imagine. I've been there when she's doing it and I'm like, wow, I wish I could be able to be like.
And they
ask me. Because as soon as vile unafanya uko like, ay, ufanyi poa. But then you're like, no, let me trust. You know, you're doing your job. But at the same time, it's not a matter of not respecting the skill. It's like, there's kuna lukenye to me agree na minataka na siyo
hii.
So there's some miscommunication somewhere. They shall undo.
Yeah.
Ata heri ya rudi home na nywele yake vile alikuja.
Wow. Like, and me, I thinking, admire that.
Same, I really do.
See, once nimeka na nywele and I hate it. Cause,
ata mimi. And I always remember ata za 10 years ago. Nitakumbuka.
You'll never forget.
That time I went to the salon and.
Actually, recently I went to do my eyebrows. Okay, and you know I'm dumb, kind of. Let me just say, in that sense, because eyebrows stress me. There's a time I cried, because I think everyone has that story. You end up on your eyebrows and then you are left with a strand of eyebrow. And you are seeing, a you are strand. Feeling the thread going and going and going.
Yeah.
So I am traumatized na mambo ya eyebrows sana. So I'm usually categorical with how I like my eyebrows done. But still, I found myself, I actually asked people on IG, remember, where can I get my eyebrows done? Because I wanted to eliminate my lady. Alikuwa hanifurahishi. Namwambia kila sana taka si condition na condition. Then I went to this new guy. I didn't go to anyone recommended. As in, wow. Anyway,
you just went to someone.
To someone. I just found someone up all business. Eyebrows, come. Na nikaenda like a fool. Then I could just feel he was not doing what I like. He was not. Na ananipea tu kiona na angalia, and then
na uko happy na bado unaendelea.
And nilikuwa tu naambia tatu hapa kidogo, and I feel like I don't need to tell you. Like, if you're doing eyebrows, why am I telling you? But nilikuwa nimecatch, nilitoka kani nimecatch, nilisema sasa niambie mtu what I did. It's my first time saying it.
But you see, that's part of eyebrows. Love at your eyebrows.
How?
Stating, communicate your limits.
But like, I didn't communicate.
You didn't know nasema sasa hapo, we can't really fault him. Because yeye alifanya vile yeye ufanya.
True.
Au kusema, me, I don't, actually, please, usi, I don't want you to remove a lot of it. I just want you to literally shape it. Because sometimes they tow and then they shape. And then it looks nice. Then when you ukiosha uso.
Inabaki, like, what was he
a
doing?
A strand.
Yeah, a strand of eyebrow. So yeah, anyway, on a light note. But yeah, it's very, very many people walk around unsatisfied because they just couldn't say no, or they are yes men.
You really need yes to practice, man.
You're a participator. What you wanafanya venye wanataka.
Unakuanga supporting cast killer place.
Exactly. When someone tells you this, you keep quiet. When someone it's and I understand, I think now, given our cultural backgrounds and family, if for example you grew up in a place where your voice was like, nobody cares about your voice.
Yeah.
And nobody takes your no as a no. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to establish that boundary. Mm. But also what's important is knowing that.
Yeah.
Knowing that, you know what, I'm unable to say no because this and this happened, and then working on that. It's a journey.
Inabidi.
Maybe the first time you'll be able to do it, you'll be 45 and...
And then you'll still feel like you're being mean. It won't feel like a kindness you're doing for yourself, but it is truly a kindness. Because if you think about physical boundaries, like this wall over here, if this wall was not here, how many people would fall over the side and die?
Mm-hmm.
Or kukinyesha tunanyeshewa, when it's windy, everything is blown away. Mm-hmm. So essentially, it's protecting everyone involved. But we have this way of looking at it of like... I shouldn't have said, even when you say no, you're thinking about it hours later. Why did I say no? I should have just said yes.
Yeah.
But technically, if you think about it, you're happier that you didn't. So, a day later or 2 days later is when you're like, what? Thank God.
Thank God. Even like contracts and jobs.
Mm.
Actually, that's a good one. Mambo ya jobs, like, say you're looking for a job and you find an offer that is so demeaning to you as a human being. I'm aware you are in life and it's like, it's a hard decision to make. But you saying no may even open up something. As in, and then you find something better.
Yeah.
You'll feel better. In the long run, you end up feeling better. So it's a practice thing, I think.
I agree with you. And it's also a respect. Please, Jeshi Mumen. Like, it's literally about respecting yourself. If you've made a choice and you've decided that, okay, this is how I want to approach this thing, or this is what I want to do, respect that for yourself. And I think you have more discipline with yourself when you respect yourself and your choices.
Facts.
There's a book called Boundaries by a guy called Henry Cloud and John Townsend. It has really nice examples of what boundaries are and how... kind and why it's kind and you know those types of things.
Mm.
I think we should all read and practice.
Yeah. I need that. I need that one. It's hard to establish even like boundaries with that. I think that's the last good example with partners.
Mm.
Partners, friends. Actually, it's what you were saying.
Yeah.
Partners, friends, family.
Mm-hmm.
And then those are particularly difficult.
Hey, kwanza your parents. Ooh.
How are you setting a boundary with your man? Your father?
How? Please.
You're not picking your dad's call because you're stressed. I paid for your fees. I was always stressed, and you're telling me you won't pick my. I feel like it's so hard, but you establish your. What did you say? You establish the boundary for yourself. As in, you decide ni boundary ya ina gani.
Yeah. I think kwanza tuseme kama unaishi home ama in some way you're supported by your parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. You know, sometimes parents act like they own your time or they own all your future choices and stuff like that. So it's hard to say no while still taking.
100%.
Because it always comes back to, something like that. But you see, that in itself is a disrespect of boundaries because as an adult, you're entitled to make the choices you want to make for yourself. And particularly if they're not harming another person.
Right.
Your boundaries. Tenda gym gani, but it has to be.
Yeah, it has to be established. Mm. But it's hard. Like we have to acknowledge that it's not always easy to establish boundaries.
For sure.
But with practice and I feel like even other people watching you establish your boundaries will be more. They'll be more open to establish their own.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Respecting others.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
Yeah.
Kama useme kama wewe ukunywangi pombe ukifika. I mean, unatoka club by one.
Unaendanga?
And na unaenda. In fact, we have a mutual friend who's like that.
I'm out, baby. We will
say her name. Boundaries. It's those friends who like it doesn't matter how the party is.
Ata kama sijui nani amekaa.
Ata kama like
mimi nilikuwa naenda home one.
Na naenda home one. And kwa watching nini? That is usually so a challenge to me because it's like mimi I mean, jogo akimika pia.
Alafu, you see, when you respect your own boundary,
yeah.
You can't go and start telling her, ati, I see ukaya D3.
Facts.
Asha konyesha cheki, mini kisha amua nimeamua.
Hata ukilia.
But imagine if every time you've decided that you'll do something you don't do. Mm. So it makes it easier for people to be like,
we.
Acha na yetu na mkonvince tu sahi. Timpate ya shot mbili atakuwa tu sahi. Oh my God.
Yeah, that has happened to most of us.
I'm just thinking about it and how like yuck.
Yeah.
Mimi mwenyewe nime set your trend. Like hakuna mtu alikuja akanifanyia. It's all you.
Mm-hmm. And also that's also a problem. Of course, if you have challenges, respecting your own boundaries. That's also something you need to look into. I feel like I have had to look into that for myself because it shows you don't trust yourself.
Yeah,
it shows you don't trust yourself enough to do something. And those are now different challenges, but they come from a long period of, like long periods of being, your voice is not valued.
Yeah. Even not prioritizing yourself, like always putting yourself last. Yeah. Everyone else needs matter more than yours.
Yeah. And even your perception on doing things.
Yeah.
When you do some, you're scared of doing something because maybe when you do it, it will always be bad.
Yeah.
It will never be enough. It will never make sense. It will never nini. So you don't even trust yourself enough to make a decision or a boundary or anything. So sometimes, of course, we are not saying it's easy.
But
right?
Yeah, but it's informed by deeper stuff which we should look at.
Yeah, and that's why we exist. Actually, I mean, that's why we're here. Yeah. I so think, yeah, going beneath the surface, basically.
I think another way of managing stress, I feel like another very easy way, or easy, I should say, is accepting things as they are. Like bad things happen all the time. But you can only be in denial for so long. And if you're constantly being, you spend your whole time, I can imagine how much energy we expend trying to deny that, oh my God, that didn't really happen, or avoiding it, or even how much time you waste avoiding things. And then finally you accept it and then you're like, so 6 months, Meisha.
Imagine. Like, why was I taking years?
And they never come.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it makes them pile. Like, it makes them pile up. I think, case in point, our last episode.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about. How when you don't sit with the thing you're going through and accept that, okay, I was robbed. I've lost everything.
I failed the interview.
I've failed the interview.
Yeah.
My child, like, whatever. Sina maziwa. Vituka hizo. It's very important to accept. Me, I think growing up, I've told you that my the only way I have survived is just accepting I am in a fucked up situation. Just, you need to be like, you know what?
It's truly fucked.
This is messed up, okay? And it's easier to navigate it. Ndiyo, so lazima nipenye hivi na hivi na hivi. But now if you're like the person to just ruka it, it's like it didn't happen. Eventually, you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The effects are still there even if you refuse to deal with the thing.
100%.
And I think also accepting is, it's not easy, and it's also like a huge step in dealing with finding solutions for whatever is bugging you. Because you won't be able to sit down and talk to a friend if you're stressed, whether it's about your own issues or whether it's about something they may have done that you felt crossed a boundary for you. If you're not able to accept that actually I'm annoyed by this thing, because we like pretending we're not angry, we're not,
to save face,
and then you know it builds resentment in friendships, especially because you're like, ai kwani umse hajui atajuaje kama ujai mjo aizi jua. Like, we have to be able to communicate openly about these things and to be able to tell people when they cross the line.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we don't want to be the person who is constantly like, my friends have to be there for me. Because, like, there's a difference between being vulnerable and, like, oversharing.
Yeah.
To the point where you're throwing tantrums because people, you try to, kwa nini hujakuwa ukinireply ya? Don't ever talk to me again. Why didn't you text me back? Why didn't you call me back? I've been calling you for months. And then maybe, let's say in the last 6 months. Then all of a sudden, like, they're making demands on your time, which makes you think then, it's like the drama is a bit of a manipulation because how are we friends if you can't then just give me space.
Right?
Because alafu unapatanga sayo ya likuwa nakushuiva na uli unapitia. You're also in your own things.
Most likely, especially
chances
right
are
now.
Chances are you are in your own things.
Especially right now. In fact, it's a message like to anyone who is pressuring anybody to respond. Honestly, like I think we give people grace. Let's give people grace. Your story of friendships and expectations. Managing... It's actually a point we had.
Image letter.
Managing your expectations
with
your people, with your life in general. It's so important. Don't put people in a situation where they have to over-explain and overextend themselves without being considerate of what they could be going through.
And even of what they can be able to give you right now.
Yeah.
Even of yourself. Like, you're expecting yourself to be perfect, to be everything. And then you will constantly come short. Your friends will constantly come short of that. And you will constantly be disappointed because mm-hmm. nobody can ever live up to whatever you're expecting of them.
Facts. Oh my God, yes.
Facts.
Point. Yeah, accepting. And also it helps you forgive.
Oh yeah.
And forgiveness is tricky for me. It's touchy. It's a touchy subject, but I think it depends on how you look at it, mm. right? How it will work for you, like yeah. how you look at it. Come on, the way you were saying about closure.
Yeah, for me, forgiveness is literally about I've accepted the thing you've done. You did it. It happened. There's nothing I can do about it. And if I played a role in it, then I've accepted the role that I did play. I will never get an apology from you. I will never hear you accept that, by the way, I did you wrong. And I feel like holding on to that anger is hoping someone will prove you right and they'll come back to you and they'll be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, which is kind of vain. But it's valid because you yeah. are harmed. But yeah. some people will never do that, mm. especially if it's like family members, folks. You will never get an apology from your folks, please. Yeah. Me hard. Like I don't think we should stick moving on from things on them that conversation about.
Clean, yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Because most people won't say I'm sorry, and you can't stay angry forever yeah. at yeah. those things.
Yeah.
So forgiving them doesn't mean now you've accepted their actions and you must accept them in your life. You can forgive them and be like, yeah, let's. Yeah.
From afar.
Yeah. Let's. Yeah. Meeting Christmas.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know, whatever other family holiday people meet for, and then sour.
Yeah.
And keep it. And moving.
Yeah, it's actually the same. Mm, it's true. And also, forgiveness for me, I think I do. It works best when. It actually happens
mm.
when I find myself forgiving somebody, it's because I understand myself yeah. more.
Ah.
So when I understand wewe umenikosea na huku hata unajua ulinikosea, and it's something that really, really hurt me. And I can see you can't grasp. You know that quote for people will only meet you at the level, at the depth they've met themselves. Like,
yeah.
like if someone is not seated with the things about themselves that make them a bad or good person,
mm.
it's hard for them to see what you mean,
yeah.
to understand. Like, come and kujeni kwambia, G, you said something that triggered me from mm. my family, G, whatever happened.
Mm.
If they're not the type of people to, if come on, you always say, ah, wait, umeanza hizo stories.
Size on
you. No, me there. Yeah. I can't talk. Like, I'll just be like, you know what? I forgive you. In my head, I'm like, I've forgiven you.
You will never get you. There. You'll it never will never be it. A conversation about the thing.
Yeah, so let me move on and like just live my life. So forgiveness, acceptance helps you
yeah.
then forgive you.
I think even that understanding, when mm-hmm. you understand others, it's easier for you to also understand when you make mistakes, mm-hmm. why you did something. Like, why would you do that to somebody? What made you right. feel the need to mm-hmm. maybe talk like that mm-hmm. or act like that?
Mm-hmm.
I feel when you can understand that about yourself, it makes it easier to understand that about others.
100%. Even when they come to you to say, mtu umekosea mtu, and to you that's nothing. Like, cut off notice, and then they come and tell you you did this and this, you'll be like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
It's easier now to mend things that matter
sure,
to
for
you.
For sure.
Yeah.
And the way the first choice is usually like, aish.
Yeah. I miss
kwa nasema hivyo. I mean, it's easy
for you to cry. Guy, really? Ebu uliza umse. Mi nilikuwa na
nini?
No, you just make the whole situation very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you prolong the issue.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think other ways you can manage stress is like reminding ourselves, constantly affirming ourselves, I think,
mm-hmm.
which we always say all the time, and it always seems like such a flimsy thing, but I truly believe it really helps set your mindset. Especially like, let's say if it's something you tell yourself every morning, it helps set the tone for your day, or where at least you're beginning over here. You're not starting from the low point that you are at.
Mm.
Even reminding yourself of whatever you're grateful for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's simply, I woke up and my back is not aching today.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You woke up, is enough.
Mm.
Your friends and family are still alive and healthy.
Yeah.
So many people have lost people. Like those are things that seem normal because tumezoea kuwaona.
Yeah.
But I think we should really, really be grateful for. And at the very least, you can remind, whenever you're being bogged down by stressful things, you can remind yourselves of the things that are going
well,
right
yeah.
in your life.
Right. Because at the end of the day, we lose some, we win some. It's not about getting to a point where you're not stressed.
Yeah.
It's just when you're faced with something, you know you can get out of it.
And you can deal with it in a healthy way.
Exactly. You can deal with it in a healthy way. You can help someone. You can... It generally just improves the...
Quality our lives, life.
The quality of our lives in general.
I think also some things that stress us can be about just taking control. If it's about, I don't want to say the getting late thing because nimeona kiongelewa sana and there is a broader conversation about it that...
Getting late like...
No, like if you, like people who are constantly late.
Tardiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a larger conversation about it.
Same.
Which I've not read on, so I don't want to comment so much on that.
Okay.
But I'll say something. Let's say you're generally an on-time person, but this week you've been having such a hard time getting places on time. So it can be as simple as go to bed early, wake up early. Mm-hmm. Or it can be also like maybe you're accepting extra work at job that's not your work. Unaona vitu zimefanywa vibaya, you take it upon yourself to fix it. Which I'm not saying you should not fix things. I'm just saying...
Boundary.
It has, the line has to be drawn somewhere. Unambiwa, your boss tells you, by the way, we need to host a bash for something. Me, I don't have time. Please organize. Na unasahau pia wewe hauna time. So unaitikia. Then, in a spinball into other things that, you know, I'm just trying to say those two small things that you have control over.
Yeah.
Like, say something like sleeping is something that can help you with stress. Clean up your room. I mean, you know, those types of things, it does wonders for your mind.
100%.
Or like, don't look at your phone for like 30 minutes before sleeping.
Yeah.
That it'll worlds apart if you try it.
Yeah. Actually, just give yourself a chance to try.
Yeah, just try, I guess. Is
yeah, it usually sounds like, ai, sasa unataka kunambia, hii time yote nimekuwa insomnia 6 months.
Ati
sasa ni yote. I'm telling you, I think being on Twitter, you just see all perspectives and it's like, you know where people will come at you. But it's very...
Why jaribu tu? Ikikosa ni sawa. At least you'll cross it off your list
and be like,
let me try something else. Yeah.
It's easy to basically... I've seen multiple people saying, hey, anyway, there's something that happens when you wake up early and get active for 30 minutes. Like, I know it hurts even to hear someone say that over and over again because it's too much.
Me, as a person who sleeps very little, I will attest to that there is something about sleeping enough and waking up early and that it's just endorphins.
I'm telling you. Like, it does so much for you. Unapatanga by 12, you've achieved so much, you've been active. And then, I have to say, the more you do these things, the more respect you have for yourself.
True.
We're saying about respecting yourself. The only way to build respect for yourself
is to come through for yourself.
Yeah, come through for yourself. See how much you can achieve.
You can actually achieve.
Oh, me, I'm talking. Anyway. In the morning, you wake up at you.
We are aspiring.
Yeah, we are aspiring to be these things we are talking about. But you wake up in the morning, you work out, you shower, you have breakfast, you make your child breakfast. You set up for the day, whatever. By 12, you've responded to emails, you've done your work, whatever. You feel you can achieve so much.
Actually.
Hey, unasikia, next challenge. And the only way to gain that kind of trust for yourself is to allow yourself to do things.
Yeah. To do it and to fail and to do it again anyway.
Yeah.
Like, just because it didn't go off perfectly the first time doesn't mean like, okay, that's done. We'll never try that again. The ones who are usually consistent have been consistent from the day, the first day they tried.
Always, every single day.
Ile day aliwakauti ya kwanza.
Daily, it's actually unrealistic and very super. I don't know.
It's unrealistic. No, especially when you're starting a new habit, it's unrealistic that you're going to be that consistent.
And it's actually your mind fighting you. Your mind, actually, I have to say that now that we're talking about stress. Oh my God, yes. Your mind gets used to the things you do every day and the things you feel every day. So if you usually, I think I told you, uki kama umezoea, sanda semanini, kuna watu wenye, like me, for example, your initial response to anything that has happened is like stress, like you're stressed. Like something has happened, you're stressed for 3 days. Something else happens next week, you're stressed for 2 days. Something else happens, you're stressed for a whole 2 weeks.
Yeah,
your mind gets used to being in that state. And the more you do it, the more inakua evil. Like, you're just...
It's your normal now.
It's your normal state, right? So when you're trying to do things to change that, your mind fights you.
Yeah.
Your mind starts being like, as we're used to this comfort. See, tumezoea. Kitu kihappen, tunalala 3 days. See, ati, sasa unaanza kutukibisha.
Sasa exercise pelek. Erek.
So also being aware that your mind is fighting you, it's not you being unable to do something. It's
you're fighting programming, man.
Yes, it's like you have to zoesha now your mind a new thing. So that after 3 months, it's easier to do it.
Yeah.
Because your mind has now gotten used to this kind of new comfort that is good for you.
And even if like all the suggested things are becoming a bit difficult, you can start with the physical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Purely like either that exercising. Like we began a challenge which we are somewhat keeping true of.
We are trying
our best. We've decided we won't quit even if we miss some days. We will keep going.
Yeah.
We're just literally taking a walk, a 30-minute walk.
Yeah, for
and
30 days.
Me, I can say it's really... I feel better about myself, I'd say that.
Me too.
Every time I put day... I'm like, look at you go.
I know, me too. It feels so nice. And then also your mind... like me, I'm currently fighting my mind. Your challenge, because now I'll wake up, I'll be like, me, I'm not going. But now I'll tell myself, I've been here, let me just go, let me just fight my mind. It will be easier to get up.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, that thing is working for me, even now for my body image, whatever issue. Atakama nita feel I'm big,
you feel like you're doing something about it. For me, those days where I'm like, I really, 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 really don't want to go, then I'm like, okay, wacha tu nitoke nje.
Yeah.
Alafu nione. Nikirudi na kwanga nikisikia. By the way, I'm ready to run a marathon.
Yeah.
Where do I sign up?
It works. Ata hiyo yako ya kutoka nje. Yangu ni ya kuweka nini? The workout gear on the table, the side table.
You come in a
when I open my eyes, so unless I close my eyes so that I don't see them, I throw them under the table, under the bed. Yeah, so nikiva najuanga, at one point I'm going to do it. Just fight your mind.
Let's fight together. We talked about mindful meditation on IGTV on Slice page.
Yeah,
basically just like listening to your body and listening to your thoughts and allowing thoughts to come and go.
Yeah, being present.
Yeah, training yourself to think positively. Listening to your body. Zile tweets, please, quiet your shoulders at your neck.
Oh, yeah. Why?
At your chin. Yeah. Can you relax?
Relax your shoulders.
Unapata, you're holding tension constantly at some point in your body. Na inafanya usi.
Do you know, there's this chiropractor on YouTube who does those things, cracking. And most people wanakuanga na stress ya mwili. Iyo tension unasema. It has accumulated for 10 years. As in, amekuwa na anafeel haezi stretch for 10 years. And then unafanyo
yoyo kitu. Kama chabu.
Kandwa. You're like, yani, imagine stress does that to you. Unashina watu kifeel. You're holding on to so much.
I've been trying nikitembea. Because najipata nime tense. Nikitembea na jaribu kutembea. Every time I remember. I try to relax.
And it does something for you. It shows you in your body.
I feel like I'd like to think it's improving my posture, but we shall see.
No, but it does improve your posture. And also like relieving your body. You're present. You're not just walking to walk.
That's also part of nining, how you can relieve stress. Like listening to your body. Zileza, listening to airflow, deep breathing, just... Unasikia kauchungu mahali.
And also, even your mind, mental fatigue. Sometimes you'll only spot it when you purpose to listen to your body. Unyamaze, then you feel, it's like you've been running. Like your mind has been running. It's very important to take 5 minutes to be like,
Usa.
Who am I? Where am I? Niko job? Niko na stress? Why? It really does something. You've taught me that thing and it's helping. It's helping me. It's helping me even parent, even my child. And I think he's a bit too, by the way. Ukifundisha mtoi, aki uye. If we were taught, imagine how far we would be. if you're, because now when I tell my baby, breathe in, she now knows she does.
When she's like tense or...
Yeah, tense. Even when I just say, mommy, breathe. Even if she was screaming, she'll just be like... And you see, she relaxes. You see her face, like her body relaxing. So practice, like try it on yourself. It sounds like hogwash when you hear it online.
Yeah. It's literally just breaking a pattern.
Yeah.
Because if you're experiencing anxiety right now, yeah, as they're doing this thing, I wake up and I go arrange those chairs. I've already taken my mind away from whatever it was and I've brought it to something else. Mm-hmm. By the time I'm coming back, nishatulia. Mm. It's literally about interrupting those patterns that we are used to doing. So as simple as it's as hard and as simple as it seems, I think.
Facts. Actually, facts.
So,
yeah,
we are hoping,
yeah,
some part of this has been helpful. It's certainly been helpful to us. So mm-hmm. we can say it's a win for us. And we just hope that for you it has been as well.
Yeah. And if you're stressed, you're not alone. All of us, I feel like most of us, most of us are stressed. I mean, if you're a billionaire, probably not. Like we said, I mean, they are, of course. Yeah. But like we said, many of our problems currently can be
sorted.
Keep our cash, same talk by briefcase. Literally, you will start. Actually, have you ever been stressed? What I was asking you, you're stressed, you've woken up in a lousy mood, yuck. And then you get an M-Pesa, it's like,
fixed.
Thank you, Jesus. So sometimes you're not actually stressed about actual.
I think it's
at yaka thing.
No, you're stressed about the fact that you can't do anything about it at that time.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get money, as much as Paul likes saying it doesn't buy happiness, it empowers you to create
happiness. Yeah. Because if it's health, if it's nini, clothes, and even like, and another thing I wanted to point out, if you're unable to wake up and actually work out or whatever, dress well.
Mm-hmm.
Purpose.
You groom to take care of yourself.
There's this chick on TikTok. Mm. She's love her. Mm. She's depressed. So, but she's trying her best to see if dressing well
is going to lift her spirits.
So she does daily like what she did in the morning. Mm. She just wakes up. She's in a bad mood and arusha onisha mango bed and I make bed like and end up kuoga. But by the time she's posing the last look, she's like smiling and happy. Yeah. It does something.
It does. It really, really does.
Find that ka thing.
Plus, labda angelala the whole day. Kaangefanya kitu.
That part.
Find the thing that works for you, I think. Yeah. It's not a one size fits all. Yeah. It's still different for everyone.
Gym, mama nini.
Ile kitu yenye una find, it's easy enough for you to convince yourself to do every day until you've built up enough momentum to do something a bit more difficult.
Yeah.
Like, do that. And please be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be kind.
Yeah.
Be gracious.
Yeah.
Be
have grace. Be graceful. Grace. Give yourself grace and also be compassionate with yourself. And I feel like that's a message we keep passing across on our episodes. That's our message.
I mean, as long as you can practice all those things on yourself,
it
becomes a lot easier to practice them on others.
Yeah.
And we have way better relationships, way better, way more wholesome interactions with people when we have a better understanding of ourselves.
Yeah. And you can imagine even as a boss, if you have such an understanding, and then your employee comes and
I'm having a shit day.
You know.
Any stress.
Usikuwe tu ule msee, you dismiss these things. These things are core, like they are very core to our day-to-day.
True.
Shenanigans and everything. So let's not avoid it. Let's not run. Let's sit with our problems. Let's sit with our stress. Let's accept it. Let's set boundaries. Establish boundaries.
Let's learn to say no.
Yeah, let's learn.
Be practice. Let's practice with small things.
Yeah.
Kitisha soda baridi pewe wa murudisha.
Yeah, manze rudisha usi.
Anza na hiyo. Si anze mbali.
Speak up for yourself. Hata kwa mat, like... Mm. As in, just speak up for yourself. So that builds up something in you, in us. So we hope. I hope this was helpful. I feel like it was.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Hopefully, we look forward to seeing you in season 2. Because we are done with
season
2.
We are coming in bigger, better, more hype, more.
I think.
More specific with these things, because I feel like many people are opening up to these conversations.
Yeah.
So we'll keep talking about this. And if you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you want to talk about something on this episode, from next season, we'll be having guests.
Yeah. Shoot your shot.
Yeah,
man.
Shoot your shot. Talk to us. Tell us what you feel inclined to talk about and what we should talk about.
Yeah.
It's been real. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.